Welcome to the Tim and James universe.
All right, Jimmy Jr., time for bed.
Hang on, Dad. 97. 98. 99. 100. There we go. I did 100 pull-ups for my big weightlifting meet tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you have a weightlifting meet at 5, but yep, you're... You're very in shape, I can say that, son.
That's just when the national tournament is, Daddy. Yeah. Jimmy Jr. getting
All right.
swole.
All right, well then go ahead and get into bed and I'll read you a bedtime story. Got time to relax those muscles, little buddy.
Hey, Daddy, before the big meet tomorrow, do you think you could help me weight train in the morning?
I could try. All I could do is probably just spot you. Daddy's not good at lifting weights.
Why is Daddy not good, but Jimmy Jr. such a physical specimen? I'm an Adonis.
You probably got good genetics from one of Daddy's 12 dads.
What?
Yeah, you remember? I told you when you were too younger, but you have multiple grandpas because Daddy is a combination of. People. That's what my dad told me. I thought my dad told me that just to argue why I didn't look like him and I was fat and maybe why he didn't love me. But turns out I was a part of him, but I was also a part of 11 other guys. So I guess Daddy's grandma was a whore. That's pretty much what Daddy's getting at.
Oh. Oh, I didn't understand a word of that, Dad, but I take your word for it, okay?
Yeah,
Grandpa sounds fucked up.
Yeah, you're a lot like him, but that's probably why I love you too much, son. I miss Dad a lot. Once he introduced me to one of my other dads, he was gone, so I never saw him again.
I wonder if I'll get to meet him one day.
You just might, son. You just might.
Is that a
threat? Anyways, get in bed.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, he's not dead, you little shit. He's gone. He left me. That's why Daddy's never gonna leave you. I love you. I'm gonna stay with you no matter what, through all your ups and downs. I'm not gonna just abandon you with the first guy you meet, leaving me with some guy I don't know to touch me.
Okay, well you can let off the leash a little bit.
Just get in bed. It's time for bed.
Okay,
it's time for a story, buddy.
Nothing like a good sweat before bed.
Oh, yeah, you enjoy your king size bed while Daddy sleeps on the couch. I told you I'd get you the best bed I could.
You're not lying. It's real nice.
All right, anything
only
for my
the, only
buddy.
The best for Jimmy Jr. from my daddy.
That's right. I love you. All right, now lay down, close your eyes, and I will read you what my dad used to do to me, and he used to read me scary stories, so might as well keep the tradition going, buddy.
I never heard a scary story. I've only watched the Arnold Classic.
Well, all right, well, then you're in for a treat. This one's really scary.
Oh, no. Am I ready for this?
Yeah, trust me, you're a very strong boy. You can handle anything. All right. Close your eyes and put those muscles to bed. All right, you ready? What?
I'm ready, Daddy.
Okay. All right. This story is called Spider. A woman was cleaning the house when she saw a spider. The woman threw a slipper toward the insect but touched it. In the evening, the woman heard a stench coming from her son's room and went against. On the bed was the corpse of her son, wrapped in spiders. There you go. Nice little short and sweet story for my buddy, who's somehow still flexing in his sleep. Right. Oh, god damn, look at those traps. I don't have that now. Oh. Good night, little buddy. I love you.
Wow, that sure was a great episode, huh, gang? If you liked what you heard, and why wouldn't you, interact with us on social media. Follow us at TNJ Universe on Instagram. That's TNJ Universe. Or find us individually at Sandman Rios on Instagram and ZeroSignal316 on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you next time.
Fuck yeah!